a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic. This is Eric the Freedom Streamer. I'm filling in for Tom tonight. We're hoping to have him out of jail pretty soon. And if the more people get involved, the quicker he's going to get out. That's the bottom line. And I'm a bottom liner, so I'm going to read you a very short quote from William Cowper. This is in the 1700s, 1779, I believe. It's real short. It says, "Nature is but a name for an effect whose cause is God." And on that note, we're going to take a caller. I believe we have Fred on the line. Fred, are you there with us?
I'm here, Eric. I'm basically calling under different circumstances where I can't listen to RBN. My phone provider has cut me off from calling any of those listen numbers, and that was the way that I have been listening to RBN. I don't know what it was, but I had been really hitting the phones today locally in Pennsylvania, and I was really criticizing calling directly some of these local candidates for DA who are running for the Philadelphia DA. And after I did that, everything started getting really echoey when I called. And then when I tried this evening calling an RBN, all like six numbers and other numbers are disabled. So I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's a phone virus.
Wow. That's very interesting, and I'm very disturbed by that because I don't want the people to have trouble getting a hold of this network. What's your carrier? Do you want to tell us who your cell phone carrier is over the air?
Well, it's Go Smart, but that is sort of, well, it's not really that. I think it's AT&T.
Yes, AT&T,
you know,
is very
underlying
yep.
carrier. Mm-hmm. But I want to get back to the fact that, you know, a motion should be filed that he shouldn't be taken out of that Oregon area. There's got to be a federal district judge that would properly hear him. But I think what's been going on is you have some of this illegal legislation's been passed that has messed with the procedures, the longstanding procedures.
Absolutely.
And also, or could be, you know, Obama messing with the procedures, you know, attempting to do that without any legislation, but just getting away with it.
Yeah, that's,
you know, you have Homeland Security acting any way they want to act, and they can, you know, sort of remember that the judicial branch is supposed to be totally separate from the executive branch, but it does what it's told these days.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
Yeah, I want to. I'm not able to reach Lori at RBN, so I want to. I've been trying to reach her since the summer, and she hasn't returned any of my calls. I'd like to get more involved, even if it's a little bit more of a risk to me. As a possibility, not absolutely guaranteed, but I'd like to get more involved. I need to be in contact with Lori, and maybe I highly recommend another producer. Her name is Erin Dakins, and she has her own talk show, and she's just come off employment of another talk show, so you may have time. Because he's publicized as Mike Parsons' situation and a fellow in New Mexico, I believe it was, who was law enforcement, who was unfairly or illegally charged. So Erin Dakins, you have these producers that will give you publicity.
Well, we need all the publicity we can get right now, because that's the one thing that's going to help get people like Tom out. Publicity and
pressure. I think he has to get, I don't know, I don't know if I actually endorse him trying to defend himself, if he's going to be too isolated. But he has to defend himself one way or another, whether he's doing it with an attorney, without an attorney, but I sure hope that his conditions are not causing him to be too isolated.
Yes, sir.
Can I get back to the board op and leave my number for you and for Lori?
Yeah, that's fine. Let me give you out my email on the air right now. I don't think it's gonna. I don't use that.
Okay. I just use phone right now.
Well, good for you. I like that. No, that's better. It's usually better. But in your situation, we'll see if we can get you. Make sure we can put some heat on AT&T so they allow you access to that call and listen line, because that's how this network stays on the air, is by people being able to access it and hear the show. And if there's carriers out there that are interfering with that, that's grounds for a lawsuit. And so I don't want to give any legal advice to the owners of RBN, but man, go sue them, because they're interfering with your business, whether it's by intention or by proxy or whatever. It's something that I think should be looked into. Or else, you know, nobody's going to be hearing the show over the phone. And that's, I think, a major way that we're getting out there. That's how I listen.
Well,
I listen online on a computer. So.
Yeah, in any case, I'm going to be needing, it would be great if you and Lori called me occasionally in this period, because actually I'm pretty good at public speaking, and I've tried to be an excellent caller over the last 12 years
absolutely.
RBN and the other ones.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I want everybody to hear what you said before. You're willing to do, and if everybody had this attitude, we'd have a slam dunk victory by tomorrow morning in this fight battle against tyranny. And you said you're willing to go out and do stuff, even if it puts you at a little more risk.
Tom needs to basically get his voice back on the air in some way, maybe calling in.
Yes, he should be able to call it. But I tell you, I know it's expensive. I think they were charging $15 for a 15-minute call, and this was a couple of years ago when we did a case in Utah. It's just obscene. This is why, I mean, I hope people understand that, Tom relies on donations from wherever, from the general public. You know, he doesn't get paid by RBN to do this show. People need, if they want to, they should donate to Tom's cause, because it's extremely expensive to be in jail. Things don't get cheaper. They get a lot more. Like I said, it was, I think, a 13 or a 15-minute phone call was $15. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous. How are you going to talk to somebody for half an hour, spend $30?
Right.
I mean, that money runs out really quick.
Right. I'm not naturally suited to be able, I mean, because of certain things I'm going through, to be, I don't have the energy that some of these younger people do, but I do know how to formulate a great sentence, a great paragraph, and people have told me that. If I could I talk to the board op now?
Yes, I'll have him talk to you back there, and if we have any more callers, we can go to another caller, and if we don't, I'll go back to maybe some quotes from our founding fathers, and we'll see what the board man says about it. Mike, are you there? Oh, yeah, Tom from Utah, yep.
Oh, am I still on? I was just listening. See, I have the same challenge. Well, first of all, I've been retaliated against, so I've lost my sight in that event, so I can't use my computer. So what I do is I call in on my phone, and I've had an experience, found out from my carrier, that if you listen for, even though I have an unlimited program, if you listen for hours at a time, they'll shut you off, saying that you're using the phone in an unusual manner. I had to pay additional $20 to get my phone turned back on.
You gotta be
kidding.
But
it appears that some of the carriers do. If you have your phone parked on like RBN with the telephone link up, after several hours they will the computer flags them and tells them that, that you're abusing, that's the term they use. They said it's abuse of your service. And I said, well, why do you call it unlimited if it is not unlimited? And they said, well, it's unlimited for normal usage. And I said, okay, please explain to me what normal usage is. By the way, when I was assaulted in D.C., I lost my teeth, too, so it's hard for me to enunciate. Sad. But anyway, so that might be an issue with this other brother that, he's exceeding the listening time according to the carrier.
Boy, that is absolutely sickening, both what happened to you, and I hear this from all the time with patriots. I mean, there's always, the police are always, the first thing they want to do is assault people. I don't know why that is. But in many jurisdictions, they're just trained to strike first and ask questions later. And about this,
well, I wasn't assaulted. I was not assaulted by police. I was visited in the night in D.C. In fact, Orrin Hatch and Charles Grassley indicated to me that I was very lucky that I didn't end up in Marcy Park. What I'm alluding to.
Gotcha. So you don't know exactly who it was, but it sounds to me like, if that's accurate, it was somebody that had something to do with the system, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. See, I exposed the serious issue that affects 34 million.
Yeah. Because that doesn't just usually happen to people unless somebody's, it's a, you're a victim of just a robbery. But when it's, you're being told by people in high places that you're lucky you got off as good as you did, then I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah, what I was told is they have found out if they put a bullet hole or a knife wound or a hypodermic mark on you, you are a
drug user.
You're a martyr. You're a martyr, and then whatever issue you were exposing obtained some light, and so I was told that they now have figured out how to use biological assault on you so that you simply either die or become incapacitated, quote, in a normal, natural causes, as the term that we use in pathology.
I see.
But anyway, the other thing that I was going to suggest, not only getting your story out in the media, and especially getting the story written up and put on the web, which I'm sure you've already done for Tom. But I also have found out, it's a little risky, but if you'll put the names of all the the prosecution involved, if you put their names up there, that makes him a little more inclined to want to drop the case, and so their name is no longer in the public.
Yep, absolutely. You just hit it right on the head. It's they don't want the public scrutiny. They don't like the light being shined on their activities. And that's why something as simple as a phone blitz where people by the hundreds all call the same numbers and voice their objections and voice their command that whoever is being unlawfully incarcerated be released immediately. And just that command, it carries a lot of weight, but it has to be done in large numbers over a period of weeks. And it's usually difficult to harness activism like that. People either forget, they lose interest, they get busy. But this is why I can only implore people, imagine yourself in these situations. It does and can and will happen to all of us if we let the authorities, so to speak, get away with this to one person. It's good to happen to everybody else. So even if it's even if you're helping defend somebody's freedom who you don't really particularly know or you may even like, do it, because if they're not free, you're not free. And that's what I implore people. So make your voice known.
If your legislature is in session or there's interim meetings, try to be up at your state capitol, wherever there's a camera or reporter, that's a good place where if you can get the attention of a senator, representative, or one of his aides, one of the bureaucracy in this capital, this is what I've done, is I will come up to the senator while he's being ready to be interviewed by the media and tell him I have a case here that involves children and husbands or families, whatever. This in his district, for example, and I'd like to, I usually print out a little paper that gives the details in brief. Hand it to him, and then, of course, if there's somebody there with a camera trying to interview him, quite often they'll be curious as to know what you're actually approaching that legislator about. So many times I've had opportunity to get things out. Of course, they're all edited down to nothingness, but at least it's out there. And, of course, if the legislator knows that the media or the reporter has taken your information, that puts a little bit more pressure on the legislature. In other words, he knows that the public probably knows, and he knows that you have a case that he is in his jurisdiction.
Yep. And everybody can be their own reporter. Whether it's going out, just carry a pad and paper, a pad of paper with a pen, take notes, and hang a camera around your neck. It doesn't even have to be anything expensive. Just go and film. And a lot of times hanging it around the neck is nice because you can run it without holding it. And you can kind of record everything that way. I noticed getting one of the older cameras, it's not too terribly big, but it's digital, it's automatic. And then just hang it around your neck, turn the power on, and hit record. And you can just walk around without holding the camera. People won't be as intimidated, whether it's patriots that you're interviewing who are sympathetic with, with freedom and liberty, or whether it's people who work for the system, they won't be as intimidated if you hold the camera up in their face. A lot of people will immediately tend to turn and walk away.
Have a friend nearby with the camera in his hand.
That's even better, obviously, but, assuming people are going out on their own. If you can always go out with somebody is always helpful.
By the way, that somebody can act as a witness if they want to claim that you harassed or assaulted, that legislator.
Exactly.
So you cover your butt, so to speak.
Yep.
Anyway, sounds like we're coming to the end of this section, but I apologize for coming back in and kind of hogging the line for a bit.
Don't worry about it. There was nobody else on hold, so you came back in at a perfect time. I would encourage anybody else who wants to call in out there, give us a ring at 1-800-313-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
In the winter, in the night, all I see is turns to brown.
Resurrect the Republic. Thanks for joining us, everybody, here on the RBN Network. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer calling from upstate New York, not too far from Valley Forge, either physically or spiritually right now. I know a lot of patriots are hunkered down for the winter. And thanks for joining us on this show. As we know, Tom's sitting in a cell in Nevada right now. Why he's in Nevada, we have no idea. His incident occurred in Oregon, and they picked him up in New Jersey. So once again, we're just giving our prayers out for Tom. I encourage everybody to do your own investigation. We get either disinformation or no information often, you know, when we call. If enough people start calling, the truth will have to come out. They won't be able to just sit there and keep putting people off anymore. So everybody listening to this, if you care about Tom, please give the Nevada Correctional Facility a call. We're not sure which one he's in, but if you call Nevada Corrections, I would also call the Chief Administrative Judge of the Nevada Courts, and the Vicar General or the Judicial Vicar not Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, or Reno, and. If I'm not mistaken, the Vicar General in Salt Lake is Bob Stokig. He was one of the vicars who we were calling in the Bundy case, and I believe he's up for another phone blitz, so if people include him. If I'm wrong, if he's the judicial vicar for Oregon, forgive me. Pete's supposed to be in, I mean, Tom is supposed to be in Oregon, but he's in Nevada. So there's the update. That's as much as we can get right now. We're not sure why he's, once again, why he's there or when he's going to be transferred to Oregon, if at all. They seem to be piling up patriots in Nevada right now. Cliven Bundy, Pete Santilli, Tom LaCavara. So, prayers out to Tom. I think on that note, I should read something out of God's Word here. 2 Samuel 22, this usually gives me strength, because when our enemies get overwhelming and we don't really want to go out shooting and killing people and in defense of our republic, you know, we're delegated to turn our problems over to the Lord when it gets overwhelming. He wants us to do that. I mean, that is not a cop-out. That's a cop-in. So, pardon the pun. So let me read out of 2 Samuel 22, and hopefully we'll all get some strength from this. Then David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord had delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, David, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior, you save me from violence. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so I shall be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death surrounded me, the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and he cried, and my cry entered his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations of heaven quaked and were shaken, because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth, coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down with darkness under his feet. He rode upon a cherub and flew, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness canopies around him, dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. From the brightness before him, coals of fire were kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning bolts, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were uncovered at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanliness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanliness in his eyes. With the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man you will show yourself blameless. With the pure you will show yourself pure, and with the devious you will show yourself shrewd. You will save the humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. For you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord shall enlighten my darkness. For by you, turn the page. For by you I can run against troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all those who trust him. For who is God except the Lord, and who is a rock except our God? God is my strength and my power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, and he sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You also have given me the shield of your salvation. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and destroyed them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. And I have destroyed them and wounded them so they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle, and you have subdued under me those who rose against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to the Lord. He did not answer them. And with that, do we have any callers, Mike, that I'd like to get to? Okay. Well, once again, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer filling in for Tom LaCavara. Tom's sitting in the prison facility, and it's Christmas time. And what are we going to do to help him? And number one, I'd like people to call the head of the correctional system in Nevada, the Vicar General for Salt Lake City and Reno, and the chief administrative judge for the Nevada court system. And I do not have those numbers in front of me right now, but we're working on it. And we'll get them posted at the website, which is resurrecttherepublic.com. And we'll see if we can get somebody to post those up there. And if not, on Monday, I promise you that I will have as close as I can to the correct numbers for the chief administrative judge. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to start looking them up while I'm on the radio with y'all. This is live radio right here. Let's see if I can find on my old flip-top phone the phone blitz we did for Pete Santilli, which will be very much the one for like for Tom. We just want to make sure we get the right numbers. We expected Tom to be in Oregon once again because this alleged offense that he committed took place in Oregon. All the arresting officers or investigating officers were in Oregon. We have no idea what Tom's doing in Nevada right now, other than the government is corrupt and it's stockpiling all the patriots it can in prisons in the most corrupt states. And we know that's New York, Nevada, California, Florida, Massachusetts, Connecticut at the top of the list. I know I'm forgetting a couple of really bad ones, but those are the first that come to mind. Let's see what we have here. Now, I would like people to call the Vicar General for Nevada, for the area of Nevada where they're holding Tom right now. I was right. His name's Bob Stokig. Now, this is the big cheese, folks, and if anybody wants to argue with me, I'll be happy to very politely and nicely and professionally debate anybody who wants to tell me the Vicar Generals and the judicial vicars are not in charge of your local and state court systems. They are, and I can prove it. So this is why we call the vicars, okay? They're the Vatican, hands-on court manager for the Vatican. And they keep an eye on all the big cases. Trust me, the vicar has quite a great deal of pull and influence, more than probably even I know. So, but I've proved on a case-by-case basis everything from Social Security settlements to private property estates to children seized by Child Protective Services. It all goes to organizations managed by the Vicar General. And in almost every county or city and town, it's usually the bigger cities, but their jurisdiction, according to them, extends out quite a great deal and encompasses usually all the towns around that city. But city and county has a vicar general and a judicial vicar. Most have a judicial vicar. Some of the cities don't have a judicial vicar right now, but it seems like more and more we're getting one. Because we were calling vicar generals in reference to, you know, who's really behind this corrupt court system. It's the vicar's office. So anyway, I hope I've made my case to people and call and require that this guy, Bob Stokig, it's S-T-O-E-C-K-I-G, Bobby Stokig, he's the vicar general for that would be able to have influence in Tom's case. If you want to really call Mr. Big, you want the man behind the curtain, and you're not going to hear this on any other broadcasts because people just are really too sketchy. They don't want to go there. They're afraid. They're afraid of Catholic bashing. It has nothing to do with Christ or Catholics. These guys, why do you think they call them vicar generals, folks? Note the use of the military term. And I love the military, but not when it's coming out of the Vatican and taking over our local court system. So, and by the way, the Vicar General of Nashville, Tennessee, told one of our courtroom observers, he said, you don't want to talk to me. I'm just the Vicar General. He said, you want to talk to the Archbishop, David Chobe. He controls all the legal and legislative issues. Does that not speak for itself? So Bob Stoking's number, if you want to call the guy who's really going to be able to push the button that would let Tom out, call Bob Stoking, the Vicar General for Nevada, 702-697-3903. That's 702-697-3903. I'll try to give that out one more time before the show's over. That's the Vicar General for Nevada. He's the big cheese behind all the courts. Trust me, 702-697-3903. The chief judge for Nevada is Ron Paraguire, P-A-R-R-A-G-U-I-R-E, Paraguire. His number is 702-486-9330. That's 702-486-9330. He's the chief judge for Nevada. He could really have a huge influence on Tom's case at 702-486-9330. That's Judge Paraguire. And then Sheriff Lombardo, who really is the guy, I mean, he is the chief law enforcement, the chief peace officer in this county. And I've had even people in the Nevada State Police tell me, yep, the sheriff's the big cheese in the county. You know, we pretty much just are out on the highways doing our thing out there. And I was surprised at that statement, that they even acknowledged that the sheriff is the king, is the chief peace officer. It's up to him who gets incarcerated, who not. This guy could literally open the door to the jail. I mean, I know it's a federal facility, but it's sitting in somebody's county, and it's sitting in Sheriff Lombardo's county. So Sheriff Lombardo's number is 702-828-3231. That's 702-828-3231. Sheriff Lombardo. He could walk in with his deputies, and he could demand that Tom and Pete and Clive and Bundy all get released. And then, hey, that's too bad if the feds don't like it. They don't have any jurisdiction outside their 10-mile toilet of Washington, D.C. And it says that in the Constitution. I'm not the toilet part, but that was my addition. So I hope people realize that the Vicar General is the one who needs to get the call. They don't like their name being put out in the public. And if we stir the pot enough from the top down, things usually happen. And I've seen numerous times the jailhouse doors swing open and people walk out. Now, I know there's been a couple of cases where the jailhouse doors didn't swing open and people didn't walk out. But I saw charges get reduced and dropped. I saw time getting shaved. First time I've ever seen somebody go to trial and be found guilty and be given a lesser sentence than they were offered in the plea, because they never do that. Whenever you go up and you're on a charge, they say, well, we'll give you this. Let's say you're facing 15 years, and I'll be specific. This is the Shane Bennett case. You're facing 15 years, Shane, for having three rifles that were out of your gun collection that were semi-automatic and had a detachable magazine. Now, did you get that, folks? In New York now, under this new SAFE Act, if you have a rifle that is semi-automatic, that means one bullet per pull of the trigger, and it has a magazine that pops out and can be replaced, that classifies as an assault rifle. There's like over 2 million, between 2 and 3 million people in New York, most of them very normally law-abiding, very conservative-minded, you know, upstate New York, you know, rural-type community people, business people, are all now in possession of felonies with the stroke of a pen in Albany. It's okay. Imagine if everybody, think about that, people. All it had to be was a semi-auto and have a detachable magazine, and it's now an assault rifle. And he had three of those in his house, and because he 11 years before had a minor statutory drug offense, they called it possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, just like Tom's. Except when they came to get Shane, they kicked in the door with his kids home, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. Sure, sounds good. Yeah, we're going to have a caller up on the other side of this break, and feel free to give us a call, y'all, if you want to chime in. It's 800-313-9443. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard some music in the background, Mike. Forgive me. All right, y'all, we're going to go right to our caller now. no break. Isn't this great? You get breaks every 5 or 10 minutes on the other stations. And with here, you get them few and far between. So please support the RBN Network. Support our sponsors. Buy some new Man of Food. Send Tom a donation. It's Christmas time. I know you all got $5. Kick it in for Tom. And we're going to go to our caller now. Who do we have on the line?
Hello, are you there? Eric.
Yeah, sounds good, buddy. Great. Go for it. How are you doing tonight? Welcome.
Very well, thank you. And actually, I'm in Arkansas now, but I spent the first 38 years of my life literally in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. But I wanted to call because I'm relatively new to this Vicar General thing. I know you just gave it a brief 60 seconds of some explanation. I've heard little drips and drabs. How did you get onto this? How do you find out who they are? Can you go into any type of great detail? And yes, I was raised as a Roman Catholic. I consider myself a recovering Catholic. And I realize the influence they had in the, and even some of the talk by our founders about not specifically letting Catholics into this country. So I'm greatly interested. I understand the Catholic control in many areas, especially in the East Coast, but I really like to get, if you can, go into great detail about how you found out about it, how you find them, how they've come about this influence, and that sort of thing, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Well, excellent. Thank you for asking that. I can open up the Vicar thing and kind of dig in a little deeper. I really appreciate that question. Thanks for joining us on the phone tonight. Okay, so here we go, down the rabbit hole called the Vicar Generals. It was on a tip from somebody who's also studying geopolitics and secret societies and things of the sort and the intricacies of really who's behind what, because we know there's what we see, the people you see on TV don't run the show, and the people who run the show you will never see on TV. Let's just start with that precept right there. And I'm going to start going to the definition. I always like to start with the dictionary because that just kind of gets the term defined. This is how I found out. I'm going to look up Vicar General, and I'll tell you why. You know, one of the reasons that the definitions are so important is, once again, possession. Tom Lacovara is being charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Shane Bennett's in prison for 4 years now. I'm sorry, he's probably due about three for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. This is Stephen Dean, one of our first Courtroom Observer phone blitz that we did. It was very effective. Helped him out a lot. He got a decent deal where at least he wasn't going to do any time, and he's basically a free man now. And so it's important. And so, and they're all these people are getting charged with, quote, possession. And as I looked up in the dictionary, possession, it says actual holding or occupancy. And the word actual is in there because it means it actually has to be in your hand to be possession. So it's important that we know definition. The government's saying, no, you can possess something if it's down the street in your car. Well, no, that's proximity, and that's in your car. That's not possession. We need to get back to definition. So as I'm turning the page over to the Vicar, I'll give you the dictionary definition first. And my friend said, you know, he said, hey, if you really want to know who the big cheese is, look into the Vicar Generals. And as I did, I realized, wow, he was right on the money. So let me have to go back one page here, and this is my favorite dictionary. I got to tell you, people, this is, if you really want to, did you know that the Oxford Dictionary, by the way, doesn't have any of the definitions of countries in it anymore? I've completely expunged any nations from the dictionary. The names of France are not in there in one of my editions that was very well circulated. So it's amazing that what's going on. Get a good old dictionary. I've got the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language. In my mind, this is the best one going so far. And we'll go, Vicar has quite a long, in the Church of England, the priest of a parish who receives a stipend or a salary from a layman or religious corporation responsible for appropriating the principal revenues. Let me just slow that down a little, because it's a little, almost a little, there. This is now either a priest or a layman who receives a salary from another layman or a religious corporation, responsible for appropriating the principal revenues. Let me define that. That means he's the tax collector for the Vatican. Simple as that. And I'm like, okay, well, how does he apply to us? And here's Vicar General. An ecclesiastic, usually lay official, who assists an archbishop or bishop in administrative and judicial duties. Did you get that? who assist the archbishop or bishop in administrative and judicial duties. That's our judiciary that they're vicaring over. So I said, all right, I'm going to look into this. So I started going into the surrogate court, which, as I know, that's where they really get away with. That's where they get away with the trafficking of the flesh, and they seize kids through the surrogate court. It's the scariest, most dangerous. You know, it's criminal courts, not where the scary cases are. It's in surrogate administrative court. And as I went in there, I saw, my gosh, they're appointing. Guess who they're appointing over children after they were seized by CPS and the court issues an order for a private organization to examine the children? Catholic Family Charities. Well, I don't think that is the best place to be dishing off kids to. It just seemed to be feeding them right back into the pedophile network that we know exists within the church. And it's huge, and it's never been brought to light because every time one of these priests is accused of molestation, they are shuffled off to another parish so they can do it someplace else. And a settlement is made with the victim, and they're told, you can't talk about the case. It's called a non-disclosure agreement. And this is why you're not hearing about this more. So, and I say, wow, well, that's interesting. And then I get the call that people are starting to have the Vicar General's office appointed over their private estates and money. A friend of mine called, and I know this guy personally because I've seen the paperwork, has 17 documented physical disabilities, and he can't get his money. His Social Security settlement's been approved by the court. And he can't get his money. And I said, what do you mean? The court approved your settlement. You're ready to get your 50 grand, right? He said, yeah, but the court appointed Catholic Family Center over my Social Security settlement, and now they won't give me the money. They literally stole $50,000 from a guy who's, and guess who runs the Catholic Family Center and the Catholic Charities and all these organizations that are being appointed by the courts over property, children, everything. Social Security settlements even? Are all these organizations are run by the Vicar General. Yes, you can find them by going online, type in diocese, D-I-O-C-E-A-S-E, and then the whatever city that's near you. If you're, you know, near Springfield, Missouri, or, you know, Syracuse, New York, or Atlanta, Georgia, just type it in. You know, Tampa, Florida, you know, just type in your city, that's the nearest big city, and you will find a Vicar General, and almost every area now not only has a vicar general, note the use of the military term, they also have a judicial vicar. In Rochester, New York, the judicial vicar is Louis Sirianni. He's a priest out at St. Mark's, I believe. He was on YouTube shutting down a funeral because the family was grieving too much and they wanted to say a few words, and he said, no, it's interfering with my saying of the Mass, that you're all going to have to go home now. And that was big news all over YouTube, all over Facebook. It was on, and it even made the mainstream radio station up here. It's just, they're brutal and ruthless, and they don't seem to have anything to do with justice in mind, unless you put the screws on them and you put the pressure on them. They start getting phone calls, and people start saying, yeah, we know you're the man behind the curtain. Don't treat me like I'm stupid. And I can prove case after case. I mean, I've got just scores of them where the Vicar General is giving people control over people's property and money and children, and that's how they control the courts. And the courts are all operating under this kind of militarized ecclesiastic law that comes out of Rome, and things haven't really changed much since the early days, because if you look, it's something very interesting that if you look into who the Vicar General is for your diocese, and it'll say the person's name, like the judicial vicar in Rochester, New York, is Louis Sirianni. The Vicar General is Dr. Joseph Hart. And it'll say Dr. Joseph Hart, JCL, moderator of the Curia. And I asked a person if they could look into it because I just didn't have the time to go down that rabbit hole. And he called back and he said, very interesting. He said the Curia are the families that migrated out of Rome in about 500 AD when Alaric and the Goths sacked Rome and basically burned it to the ground. The very wealthy families, they didn't go down with the ship. They split town early and left before the invasion got, and migrated up into Northern Europe, metastasized in with the royal clans and the predecessors of earliest royal families of Europe, the large block landowners, the barons, the lords of the time. And basically built the royal families, and now they knew that through if they could put it in the drag of Christ and put a religious spin on it, you could get people piling up by the millions thinking you're about God when they have nothing to do with God. Catholic has nothing to do with Christ. I don't care how many people in it think it does. at the very top, if you're talking about the organization run headed by the Pope and his string pullers, I don't think he calls the shots. I think there's a consortium of powerful men who run that that stay hidden, and they tell, they put forth a CEO, like the Pope, who can be fired or replaced or quit, and then they put a new guy in there. So what you're seeing are all the front men, and you're the most local front man is called the Vicar General. So, sure, go ahead. Fred in Michigan, I do believe we are going to Fred in Michigan now.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay. Vicar, how do you spell Vicar? V-I-K-E-R, or how do you spell that?
V as in Victor, I as in intelligence, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, R as in repression.
Okay, C-A-R.
Yeah, V-I-C-A-R. And then the Vicar General is what they're called in the United States. And once again, note the use of the military term. I appreciate you calling in, because I don't think I ever spelled that. So,
okay, and, yeah, and you so said moderator.
Curious, C-U-R-I-A. And if anybody has more information on that, please, you know, call in with the show sometime. I never really investigated it fully myself, but that was the initial report I got from a guy who's really good about, you know, research. And I haven't got actually into the deep digging up the old books and all that, but apparently the Curia were the wealthy families of Rome that moved up to Northern Europe and still to this day are rearing their ugly head through your local judicial vicar or vicar general.
In the last couple of years had a brief exchange with, I was raised Roman Catholic, altar boy, all that stuff, and I broke away. I'm a fully rehab defected Roman Catholic sacramental mind control feudal slave subject. And
there you go.
I called up the local priest in this particular parish where I was raised, and the guy had, this priest had an absolutely authoritative, very smug, if not arrogant, authoritative demeanor as he questioned me as to where I lived, what house did I presently inhabit, etc. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was like out of the blue, and I'm thinking, what is it to this ass clown to ask me these questions? Right? Yeah, this is good. Because I definitely am highly motivated by your presentation here, because obviously Roman civil law is what we're under. And as you said, militarized Roman law.
Yep.
Ecclesiastic, thank you. And you're right, and Larkin, Texas has brought up some woman, Dorothy Day, Catholic Workers' Party out of Chicago, essentially a Saul Alinsky, satanic, Babylonian, Talmudic, infiltrated organization that is, quote,
yep,
Roman Catholic.
Yep.
So they work... Obviously, they are totally directed, co-opted by the likes of the Rothschild Bank of England. This guy Bibi Netanyahu says that evangelical Christians, and I think he probably was referencing the Lutherans, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, that a few years ago initiated the boycott, divest, sanction endeavor against Israel. Okay, so we know that Donald Trump pledged his complete allegiance and loyalty to AIPAC. Well, what is AIPAC? FBI, in 2004 said APAC. And you can look up the guy's name, Henry Maykow. You know about Rachel Maddow, right? So mm-hmm. Henry M-A-K, like Kevin, M-A-K-O-W, HenryMaykow.com, 11 June 2011. His report titled, Is Shabbat for Shabbat Lubavitch? Is Shabbat Lubavitch a criminal, racist, terrorist organization? And it shows in that report the chief Talmudic rabbi of Washington, D.C., Levi Semtov, essentially arm-in-arm with President Obama, bragging about the fact that the Shabbat Lubavitchers, they essentially own U.S. government. He says, I have the names, the addresses, the phone numbers of all Congress, both houses, their staffers, their aides, all the way down to the janitorial staff, okay? So anything the U.S. government, even Ralph Nader and the retiring Senator Fritz Hollins from South Carolina, who was replaced by Lindsey Radfag Graham, Hollins said, as did Nader, Congress doesn't do anything except what they're directed by the Rothschild Bank of England Saturnalia, Star of David hexagram state of Israel. That's why our military is terrorizing Africa as we speak, and as they murdered Gaddafi the most barbaric way, castrating him, then ramming him with a bayonet up his butt. That's how they murdered Gaddafi. He had essentially the eighth wonder of the world there in the Libyan desert. Everything he was doing was what should be done here in our country. But
he was getting back to the gold standard. He had the best, cleanest oil in the world. He was trying to do his. It was disgusting what we did to that country, and of course we know who was behind that, Kim Jong-Hillary. And I agree, Israel's a globalist outpost, just like the U.S. If it was really truly a God-loving, God-fearing place, we wouldn't be in the trouble we're in right now. After one session of Congress, I think it was over 80 members of Congress, the first thing they did was get on a plane and go to Israel for their marching orders. They didn't go back to home to talk to their people. Once again, the shot callers, and this has nothing to do with Jewish, just like many people would concede, this nation is not really a Christian nation anymore. There's tons of really good Christians in it. Where there's a lot of good people here who are Christians and trying to rebuild it. But as far as a governmental entity, a governing structure, we're not a Christian. Same thing with Israel. Israel's not a Jewish place. It's a command and control center in the middle of a hot spot to create a constant flow of chaos. So now this war that was really, historically, the Muslims were more at odds with the Jews, and now it seems they're turning it all to the U.S. is fighting that whole battle. And it just appears to me to be geopolitical, once again, conquest to line the pockets of the lower-level people and give control to the highest-level people. Because the people at the very top, we know they've got the money already. They're not really interested in getting more. They're interested in the control. If that can be done by dominating our lives and running us broke, the people, then money does become an issue, but it's not like they really even trying to get any more, because they just want to retain control. And I think it looks like we're up against the top of the program here. I want to thank you, everybody. Thank you, Mike, on the board. Thank you to all the callers tonight. Appreciate the help. And let's keep Tom in our prayers and make the phone calls from the numbers I gave you. Send a link for this show to everybody you know. Post it on Facebook. Blast it out on Twitter so people can spend a couple hours listening to the history of the true power structure in the world. And please join us again for the next time. We'll see you probably Monday. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer filling in for Tom LaCavara on Resurrect Republic on the RBN Network. Thanks, y'all.
I'm not interested.
You're
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Sin.